We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our learning Mishnayot Masechet Demai. We are up to the final Mishnah of the Masechet. That's Perek Zayin Mishnachet. This Limud is Leilui Nishmat Eva Shelomit Bat Ilana Esther. Aleha Shalom. The Mishnah will discuss five different cases where a person designated Maaser Rishon, his Maaser, from a certain barrel among the rows of barrels that he has, barrels of wine we're talking about, but he doesn't remember which barrel he designated for Maaser. So let's see. Mi shehayu lo eser shurot shel eser eser kadei yayin. Let's say someone had 10 rows, and in each row there were 10 barrels. So altogether you had 100 barrels of wine standing in a square, 10 barrels in each one of the 10 rows. Okay, so picture that. Ve'amar, and he said, Shura hachitzona achat ma'aser. He said, I designated one barrel for ma'aser of all these, for all these 100 barrels. I designated one barrel in one of the outer rows. Ve'en yadua ezohi. But I don't know which one of the outer rows. Which means he forgot which of the four outer rows he specified. Which means he never really specified which barrel he designated in the row. All he designated was a barrel of one of the outer rows. The barrel itself he intended to determine later by picking one barrel, and therefore he would rely on the rule of Yesh Brera, which means that retroactively, when he picks the barrel, it will be retroactively considered the one that he picked, which is fine. But all he designated in the beginning was one barrel out of one of the four outer rows, and he forgot which one. There are four outer rows. So what do we do in this case? You have one barrel sitting there in one of the four rows that are on the outside that is Maaser, but we don't know which one is Maaser. Notel shete chaviyot lochsan. So it's actually pretty easy. He takes two barrels that are across from each other diagonally, which means you have, let's say, four corners, right? Because it's a square. So let's call the four corners corner A, corner B, corner C, corner D, right? Now, corner A, that barrel, right, belongs to the row that goes from A to B, and it also belongs to the row that goes from A to C. So now that barrel can count as one of the barrels of two rows. And then if you go diagonally across to corner D, that one belongs to the row from B to D and from C to D. So therefore, you take barrel from corner A and barrel from corner D, which is across it diagonally, and you have taken two barrels that surely will take care of Maaser, because Maaser was one barrel from one of the four outer rows. So A is one of row A to B, and it's one of row A to C. D is one of the row B to D and D to C. So therefore, taking those two barrels covers for all four rows. The second case, he says, Chatzi shura hachitzona achat ma'aser. I designated a barrel for ma'aser in one of the halves of the outer rows. Ve'en yadua ezohi. The problem is he forgot which half was he talking about. So now, how many halves of rows, of outer rows, do you have? You have eight halves, right? You have four rows. So you have eight halves. So what do you do in this case? Notel arba chaviyot me'arba zaviyot. All you do is take all the four corner barrels. The four corner barrels cover for all eight of the halves in the way that we explained before. Shura achat ma'aser ve'en yadua ezohi. Case number three. Let's say he says, I designated a barrel from one of these rows, from one of the 10 rows. I designated one barrel as ma'aser ve'en yadua ezohi. But now we forgot which row. So now you have many more rows to worry about. You have 10 rows. Which one of them? So what do? Notel shura achat lochsan. So what you do is you take one row diagonal, a one diagonal row of barrels. In that case, you surely take care of the issue of ma'aser. Since a diagonal row of barrels contains one barrel from each row, so therefore whichever row he originally designated is now represented in these 10 barrels. Case number four, let's say he says, Chatzi shura achat ma'aser. I designated a barrel from ma'aser in one of the half of rows. He doesn't know which half, he doesn't know which row of the 10 and which of the half. Now, how many halves do you have? You have 20 half rows in 10 rows. Ve'en yadua ezohi, and he doesn't know which one? In this case, notel shte shurot lochsan. In this case, he'll have to take two diagonal rows. One going from B to C, and one going from A to D. So here you have, in that case, you will have one barrel from each half row possible. And finally, the final case of the Mishnah, Chavit achat ma'aser. Yeah, you got it. He said, one out of these 100 barrels I designated for myself as ma'aser, ben yadua ezohi, but I don't know which one. Which one is it? And I have to know. We have to know which one is ma'aser, because in the ma'aser, what do we have? We have tumat ma'aser, which one is not allowed to drink, as to give it to the kohen. So now what do we do here? One out of the 100. Ve'en yadua ezohi, notel mikol chavit ve'chavit. In that case, he has to take from each and every one of the 100 barrels the amount that is needed for tumat ma'aser. Pour all of them into one large barrel, and then he designates it as Terumat Maaser. This is the end of Masechet Demai, Hadran Alach, Masechet Demai, Hadran Alach, Masechet Demai, Hadran Alach, Masechet Demai. Bezrat Hashem, we continue on to the first Mishnah of Masechet Kilayim, Bezrat Hashem.